Hi, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Oh, I'm glad we're together today. I have a project for us. You know what that means? A project? Something to do. And some of it's right in here. That is salt. Salt. Well, all of these things are groceries, so why don't we take them to the kitchen? And that's where we'll work. Oh, that's nice. My fish, I'll feed you in just a little bit. Show you everything right here on the table. There's salt. And see if you know what this one is. That says sugar. Okay, that's sugar. And this is coffee cream. And this is vanilla. Now, have any idea what we could make with all of those things? Well, it's something that you eat, and it's something very cold, and it's something sweet, and sometimes you have it in a dish, and sometimes on a stick, and sometimes in a cone. Ice cream. Ice cream it is. Now I'll get the ice cream freezer. Here, fish. Give them a little food while I'm here. There you are. Have some food. Pretty fish. This is an ice cream freezer fish. Yep. This is an ice cream freezer friend. See, it comes apart like that. And you put all of the things in here, and then you put a lot of ice in the freezer. Turn the crank and make the ice cream. Okay, after I get a recipe, then I'll fill this with ice. Let's see if there's an ice cream recipe on any of these. Nope. You know, sometimes there are recipes on, not on the cream. Recipe for ice cream. Oh, I thought there was a cookbook here. Guess not. Wonder if Chef Brockett would have a recipe for ice cream. Let's call him, okay? He usually says, Brockett's Bakery, Chef Brockett's Bakery. Hello, Don? It's Fred Rogers. Do you have a recipe for ice cream? Yeah, I thought I had one here, but I don't. I have everything that you need to make it, I think. Yeah. Oh, okay. Be glad to.
All right, bye. He said, why don't we just bring it over?
Okay. Okay, we'll pack it all up and take it to Chef Brockman's. Take the salt, the sugar, the coffee cream, and the vanilla. We'll do our project at Brockett's Bakery. Come along.
Here you are. Thanks very much. Here's something for you. And for you.
Hi. Thank you very much. Did you see how that lady held the door for me? Yeah, my arms were full. Do you ever hold the door for somebody when their arms are full? Hi.
Let me help you with these packages.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Okay. I'm all set.
Bye.
Hi, Mrs. Shank.
Roy, nice to see you again.
Thank you. Tengo hambre.
Oh, you still remember.
That's right. We'll be in the kitchen working.
Okay.
Get it?
Yep.
Now you brought the sugar.
I think I have everything that you need, but...
Salt.
I just don't know how to put it all together.
Cream, it's nice and cold. That's good.
Yep.
And the vanilla. That's good. Bye.
Okay.
Do you need this bag?
No, thank you. You can probably use it for something.
I can use it for something else.
Now you take that off.
Right. Take everything apart, okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to take the top off that too, please? Okay. Now we need a whole quart of cream. Put it in the bowl. Bubbles a little bit when you pour it like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was just a pint, so we add another pint. Okay.
I like to see it pour in.
Oh, yeah. Now we put in 2 teaspoons of vanilla.
I wondered how much vanilla.
Well, you can put in 1 or 2, but I put in 2 because I like it nice and rich, you know. Mm-hmm. Okay. 1.
Oh, look at it swirl around.
Yeah. 2.
Okay. Oh, that's neat.
Would you like to put the sugar in?
Yeah, how much?
3/4 cup. You can use this.
3/4 cup. Mm-hmm. That's not a whole cup. Mm-hmm. Lots of pouring. Is that about it?
Uh-huh. Good. And a dash of salt. Do you know how much a dash is?
No.
It's just a real quick, you just, like that.
It's not very much,
no,
is
it? Isn't. Now, if you... put this back in here. I'll stir this mixture. You stir it till you get all the sugar nice and smooth. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have to chill it a little bit, but we won't have to now because the cream was nice and chilled. Good. Now we'll pour this into there. Okay, now if you'll put the top on and put this in there, I'll get some ice and some rock salt.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'm going to pour the ice in. Would you let me know when there's about 3 inches of ice in there?
3 inches. That's about 3 inches.
Okay. Now, one layer of rock salt. About a layer?
Mm-hmm. It's covered up the ice.
Good. Now, ice all the way up.
Oops.
Wait, if we have too much, we take some back out because then the top won't go on.
So that's what's going to make it freeze.
That's right. On.
There, it's starting to go around. Get it on tight there.
Okay. Then you make it go around.
Going.
Do you want to try it?
Is that enough?
Oh, no, no, no.
It's going around and around in there.
I'll take a turn. Oh, no. We have to do it for a long time. You see, you have to go for a long, long time.
Oh, many minutes.
Oh, sometimes almost, you know, 15, 20.
Oh, well, that would give us time for some make-believe.
Oh, sure.
Why don't we make-believe that, something's going on with Ornithorhynchus anatinus. But would you sing that? Do you remember the words? Ornithorhynchus anatinus, anna. Ornithorhynchus anatinus, Anna. Good. Let's pretend about Ornithorhynchus anatinus. You know, the little baby platypus in the neighborhood of make-believe. It's a beautiful day in the platypus man, a beautiful day for... What's that I hear? Is that you, Anna? Is that you, little Anna? Well, here you are out here getting some sun and just sucking away at your fist there. What's the matter? You feeling lonely? Is that why you're sucking? Well, your old friend X the Owl is going to sit right here and keep you company. Well, I sure don't understand it. You got somebody to keep you company. Still, you're sucking your fist. Doesn't seem to make any difference, does it? Oh, hello there, Handyman Negri.
Hi, X.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Well, I was just sitting here trying to keep little Anna.
Wait a minute. Do you hear that? What's that sound? It sounds like a leaky balloon or something. What?
It is little Ornithorhynchus anatinus right here.
It's Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I see. Boy, look at her. She's really sucking on her fist, isn't she?
Yeah, sure is. Oh. I thought maybe she was lonely, so I sat down to keep her company, but it didn't seem to help any.
Well, maybe it's not loneliness that makes her want to suck. You know, maybe she's upset about something.
Upset?
Let me take a look. Anna, is everything all right, huh?
Hey, Anna.
Doesn't seem to be anything wrong, eh? I bet I know what it is.
What?
She wants to see her pinwheel spin.
Oh.
And she can't make it go.
Oh, well, can you make it go?
Yeah, I think I can help her out. Here, Anna.
Hey, that's nice. That's pretty. Pretty, pretty, pretty. Pretty pinwheel, round and round you go. Pretty pinwheel.
Well, how's she doing, actually?
Oh, very pretty. Andy, listen.
Yeah. I don't understand it. I'm all tuckered out from blowing, and I don't have another breath left, but she's still sucking away, isn't she?
Yeah, sure is. Well, I'm certainly not much of a help here.
Oh?
I guess I'd better be on my way. I'll go do something I can really do well. If you need me, give a call.
Okay,
bye.
X, thanks a lot. Anna.
Oh, hi, Daniel.
Oh, what's the matter?
Hello, X. I'm going over to meet Handyman Negri.
Oh, you'll find him at the platypus place. Maybe you can figure out what the problem is.
Problem?
You'll see.
Oh, hi, Handyman Negri. X told me there was a problem here. What's the matter? Did I do something wrong?
Oh, not a chance. It's just Anna.
Handy? What is that noise I hear? Is it thunder?
No. That's what I was just going to tell you, Daniel.
What?
You see, there's something wrong with Anna. And X thought maybe she was lonely, and he tried to keep her company, but that didn't help. And I thought she was upset because her pinwheel wasn't spinning, you know?
Oh.
But that didn't work either. I don't know what it is.
Little Anna. And it's a rinkus and a teenus.
Anna.
Oh, is something wrong, little Anna? I'll be your friend when you're sad. Does it help to know you have a friend? Does it? I don't know what's wrong.
I don't either. What?
Wrong?
Oh, Dr. Bill.
Elsie
Jean.
Hi, Elsie Jean.
It's just Anna, Dr. Bill. She's been sucking her fist ever since I got here.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong.
Oh, it doesn't?
You mean she's not upset?
No.
Oh, well, it doesn't mean she's sad?
No. Or she's lonely?
No. No, it might mean all those things, but it does not have to. Sometimes a baby just likes to suck.
Oh, you mean just for pleasure?
Aye, that's right.
Well, you certainly are fine friends to be so considerate about her.
Well, we wanted to be.
Well, that's for Bill, sure, isn't it?
Sure, I'll blow the pinwheel again, okay? And Anna, we're going to still sing with you. Sure. There it goes, round and around.
Slower now, isn't it?
Yeah. Try some?
Is it ready?
I think so.
Can you get it off? There.
We'll take this off. Should we take this out?
It does look like ice cream.
Doesn't it?
Look.
It's a little bit soft. See, we might put it in the ice box and freeze it in the refrigerator, but I can give you some if you'd like to have some.
Yeah, I would like to taste it.
Because it's soft, I'll give you a double cone, okay?
All right. Don't you want some?
Oh, I'm going to have some, too. Ooh. Do you know, soft like this is my favorite way.
Is that ever good?
Is that good?
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yep.
I'll take this and put it all off there, yeah.
Don't you want one?
No, thanks. I'm going to put some in a dish.
Will you give Mrs. Shank some,
too? Okay, I'll give her a dish, too.
Right.
Hey, listen.
Thank you very much for showing us out.
You're welcome. We'll do it again sometime.
All right. Could I leave this here with you?
Yeah, but would you like to have your vanilla and your sugar and your salt to take out?
All right.
Here. Good.
We made that ourselves, Chef Brogger.
Okay. I'll fix the dish for myself and for Mrs. Shank.
Good. Thank you very much.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Bye, Fred.
I Mrs. Shank.
Oh,
look.
You ice cream now well.
Yeah. How do you say ice cream in Spanish?
Helado.
Helado?
Helado.
Helado.
Good.
Oh, thanks very much. Bye. Adios.
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 Enjoy with helado.
Bye, everybody.
Helado. Bye. Adios, Mr.
Adios. Helado. Helado. Fun to eat things that you've made yourself, isn't it? Mm. Tengo hambre. Mm. Picture Picture has a film of how people make ice cream in a factory. Let's look at it, okay? That chemist is testing the milk that's in that tank truck. See that it's fresh. Then the big tank in the factory gets sugar added to it. And that milk and sugar mixture goes through those big pipes. And then the people add a different kind of flavoring. This is going to be orange ice cream, so they add orange juice to it. Orange flavor. See the gloves? Those pipes are very cold, so you have to wear gloves when you work with them. So it all gets cooled and then put into half-gallon containers here. That's orange ice cream, ready to go to the stores to be sold. And these people seem to be having a party where they have some orange ice cream. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling you're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. It's such a good feeling to know you're in tune. It's such a happy feeling to find you're in bloom. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll grow 12 inches today. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know you're alive. That finishes my cone. Here are the things we brought back from Chef Brockett's. Can you tell what we left there? Remember what was here? Remember the salt? It was there. And then here's the sugar. And then over here there were two things the same. What were they? Coffee cream. Mm-hmm. And the vanilla. Did we leave anything else there? The ice cream freezer. Well, we'll get those things another day. I often stop by the bakery. Just thinking about neighborhood of make-believe. You know, that really was pretend today. Big pretend, because little Anna has webbed feet, like all duckbill platypuses. You know what webbed feet mean? Well, it means the part of her feet are together with webs. You see how separate the parts of my hand are. My fingers are very separate. Well, with the duckbill platypus and webbed feet creatures, they're very close together like that, all with webs in here. So she couldn't make a fist and put it into a duckbill. No. But some babies suck their fist. Sure. And sometimes just for fun. Might be able to use this bag some other day. Save that. A very good feeling. A feeling you know you're alive. Bye, fish. See you tomorrow. We had our project today. Yep. We thought about it. We started out. We got some help with it. And we did it. Sure. We'll do more things tomorrow, you and I. Okay? Sing the tomorrow song with me, will you? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Four, two, one. Two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a special day for me, no matter what we're doing here. I like to think that you're visiting with me, just because the kind of person you are. I like you just the way you are, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Bye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.